Masechet Eduyot Perek Zayin Mishnah Tet. Here we'll talk about four different testimonies that Rabbi Nehunya ben Gudgeda gave. Mishnah says, He'id Rabbi Nehunya ben Gudgeda al hereshet shehisi'a aviha shehiyotze'a beget. The first testimony that this rabbi gave is about a deaf mute girl whose father married her off. A girl who's deaf mute wouldn't have the ability to marry herself off because she doesn't have the da'at, she doesn't have the ability intellectually to make that decision. She's mentally incompetent. But in a situation where her father married her off, her father has the right when she's a ketana or a na'ara, a minor or a young teenager, to marry her off, even if she is a deaf mute. Her father can do that. So we're saying over here that if they want to end the marriage, she could accept a get, even though a deaf-mute girl, like we said, is not mentally all there, and her acceptance of a get, which we would think is invalid. What we say over here is that since a woman could be divorced even without her consent, then therefore mental competence is not required, and she can get divorced. Number two, Val ketana bat Yisrael shiniset lekohen. If there was a young orphaned girl who was the daughter of Israel, so her father was a non-Kohen, and her father died off, and her brother or her mother married her off. That marriage is a rabbinic marriage because she's only able to get married on the Deoraita level if her father is marrying her off. But her mother or her brother is married her off to a Kohen. We say, Shehi ochelet bitruma. She's allowed to eat tiruma, because bottom line, she's the wife of a Kohen. Even though she's only the wife of a Kohen on a Dirabanan level, she's still allowed to eat Tiruma. The Tiruma she's allowed to eat also would have to be Dirabanan Tiruma. We would think that Hachamim would be strict with her not even to allow her to eat Dirabanan Tiruma, because they're nervous that she's going to eventually eat Deoraita Tiruma. But we say no, we allow her to still have the Dirabanan Tiruma. V'imeta ba'ala yorsha. And then if she dies, her husband inherits her, even though they're not married on a biblical level. Hachamim made a decree that her husband still inherits from her if she dies. The third thing that Rabbi Nehunya ben Gudgeda testified about is if a person stole a beam and built it into a building. He took that beam, which was worth a certain amount, and he put it into a certain building, that thief, and then eventually the thief wants to return it. He wants to make teshuvah. We say that he doesn't have to actually take that beam and hand it back to the rightful owner, even though generally a person does have to return the stolen item back. Here, since the stolen item, if he returned it, is going to cause him a major financial loss, the whole building is going to come down. And we say that Hachamim say he doesn't have to. He just has to give back the monetary value. That's considered to be enough. Because of the loss he's going to face. And we want to incentivize him to do teshuvah and to repent, so we're not going to make him face that major type of loss. Fourth thing. He also testified about a korban hatat. In other words, an animal was stolen by somebody and then it was sanctified as a korban hatat. And the fact that it was stolen wasn't known to anybody. It wasn't known publicly. We say, Shehi mechaperet, that it brings atonement. It's considered to be a valid offering, and it brings atonement for the avera, and the thief would not have to bring a second animal in its place to replace it. Why? Mipinet tikun ha-mizbeach. Hachamim did this for the benefit of the mizbeach. Even though technically a stolen korban would be invalid, Hachamim were nervous that if the thief realized that he did something wrong by bringing a korban that was stolen, he would bring a second korban in its place. And then the kohanim would realize, why are you coming back? Oh, it must have been that your original korban was invalid, and they would realize that they did something wrong. And they're going to be so anxious about it. They're going to be so off kilter because of it that they're going to stop bringing korbanot, because they're going to just continuously fear that all the korbanot were stolen. So therefore, Hachamim said, we're not going to make this thief bring a new korban hatat, because we want to make sure that we have tikkun ha-mizbeach, that we want to make sure that the kohanim are not going to neglect the korbanot, and they're not going to get nervous, and they'll continue to do their holy work.